Jessica, we're starting off talking about news out of the village of Tularosa. The Board of Trustees recently had a heated meeting discussing the establishment of a liaison between the Board of Trustees and the local police department. What can you share about this meeting?
Correct. So the meeting was actually on July 21st. It was a regular meeting of the board, and the board had been looking at the establishment of this new position. And the interesting thing about this position is it would have been created, but not staffed. And Mayor Margaret Trujillo said that it would not have been staffed unless the current chief of police, Mike Heisinger, left. Now, there were rumors that he might return to Alamogordo's police department. Chief Heisinger said that's not true. So what happened was during the public comment period, a lot of residents of the village decided to voice their concerns about the establishment of this position. It got really heated. Mayor Trujillo said that she was forced to adjourn the meeting to ensure that there would be civil discussion in the future.
Let's move on and talk about news surrounding a community art space. What's in store for the community?
Open July 18th in the historic Women's Club building on 12th Street and Indiana Avenue. If you have got time, go down there. It has got a wonderful space full of works by local artists. Now, you can also take a look at the Mission Church next door. But this space is meant to create a place where we could celebrate and exhibit local artists, where the community can gather to better understand the local culture. So it's open now on 12th Street and Indiana Avenue.
I want to move on and talk about vandalism at local parks. What are we looking at with this?
It's everything from graffiti to small fires being set, destruction of seeded areas, that's grass areas. Now, local law enforcement officials are saying that they're noticing the number of vandalism incidents at city parks go up. They're not quite sure who is doing this, but they are saying that they're looking for help from the local community to identify any persons. The idea is that if you are using the park to keep your eyes and your ears open, if you see anything suspicious, report it. But also, if you see damage to the city parks, please let them know, because they can go in and correct that damage and make it useful again. You know, city parks are public spaces, and we are all empowered to protect and care for them. But it's really important to communicate if you are a user of a local park that there's a need for an improvement.
Okay, now speaking of improvements, there is news of improvements to a hiking trail in the area. What can you tell us about what Rails to Trails is working on in the area?
So everyone in our area is going to be familiar with the Mexican Canyon Trestle Bridge. It is a beautiful location. And what has happened is Rails to Trails, which is a nonprofit organization, they take old railroad tracks and they turn them into actual hiking paths, so people can explore areas that normally we wouldn't be able to. So they have gone ahead and they've created this hiking trail, which they are expecting to open in mid-August, that runs through the Lincoln National Forest up to the Mexican Trestle Bridge. On this trail is property that was owned by Bonnie Brooks, who died in March of 2020. It's an old summer cabin. It's been restored, and it's now visible along the trail. So there are beautiful things to see within the Lincoln National Forest, and this is just one more way to enjoy it.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week on Alamogordo Now.
I look forward to it.